retail in Maryland continue to decline, dropping 22.6% to 5,915 units versus last July's figure of 7,643 units. But home prices are up 4% and days on the market continue to remain low. It's Friday, September 1st, 2023. I'm Kimberly Barton of Kinetic Realty, your local market expert with this week's Maryland Market Minute. Subscribe to stay updated on our local market and let me know what you want to know. What's this actually mean? Well, if you bought a home last year, it's now worth at least 4% more this year. And if you've owned your home longer, well, you should have more equity in your home due to appreciating home prices, increasing your net worth. If you're a buyer and looking for a home, it's a seller's market. You will face some challenges locating a home, and when you do find one, you are facing competition from other buyers, so you'll have to have a strong offer strategy and move quickly. Right now, Maryland has 902 homes coming to the market soon, which is down from the prior report. 1,448 new properties came to the market since last week, 506 went under contract, and 780 went pending, both higher than last week. 1,285 sold at 100% list-to-sold ratio in 8 days. The highest-priced home to sell was in Chevy Chase for $5,800,000. Rentals available rose again this week to 2,111 at $2,400 per month and leasing in a steady 18 days from hitting the market. That's a wrap for this week's Maryland Market Minute for Friday, September 1st, 2023. Thanks so much for tuning in. Enjoy your Labor Day holiday weekend, and I'll see you next week.